Less than a month ago, the city of Evansville was on the receiving end of good news from Indiana University. A site in downtown Evansville was chosen from among four proposed locations for a $69.5 million medical education and research center. On Tuesday, the president of IU, Michael McRobbie, was in town to check out the site, but first he spoke for a half hour at the Evansville Rotary Club. Rotary officials said it was the largest crowd they've ever had. After lunch, McRobbie and Evansville Mayor Lloyd Winicky boarded a trolley for a driving tour of the new site, encompassing 170,000 square feet near Southeast 4th and 6th Streets. When they got off the trolley, it was pointed out that both Winicky and McRobbie were wearing strikingly similar blue pinstripe suits.
Yeah, we called each other. Yes. Dr. McRobbie, well, this is Lloyd. What are you wearing today? Blue pinstripes? On it.
The two men weren't only in sync with their wardrobes, but also with their feelings about the impact the new medical center will have on downtown Evansville. Mayor Winicky.
Since the April 11th vote of the Board of Trustees, we have seen immense interest in downtown property, in both residential and commercial. I have no doubt that we have just lit the fuse on downtown.
By the end of this decade, the rows and rows of new cars that currently sit on this property will be replaced by the medical center.
We need to start really visualizing what downtown looks like today, because in 5 years it will not reflect it at all. The process of putting this campus downtown, I've said this before, but it will totally change the vibe of not just downtown, but the entire city.
Downtown Evansville sits on the Ohio River. City leaders hope the new medical center will spur more development in the area. University officials, including the man at the top, Michael McRobbie, hope it'll make for a vibrant campus.
And that in itself, I think, is just immensely attractive. It's not like being at some site where you're going to have to get in your car and go to visit other facilities you want to do. Everything here can be walked to. And you've got that wonderful river frontage, which I've always admired every time I've come to Evansville.
The $69.5 million price tag is subject to approval from the Indiana State Legislature. Robbie says IU, the city, and other partners, including three other schools that will have students at the new medical center, are already preparing to go before lawmakers in Indianapolis next year.
I expect that we're all going to go in shoulder to shoulder to make the case to the legislature. I think I've heard nothing but positive support from all the members of the legislature and others in state government that I've spoken to for this particular project. And I think they're delighted that so many organizations, the city, IU, University of Evansville, USI, Ivy Tech, are all working together. The hospitals are all working together on this particular project.
If the legislature gives its okay, construction could begin next year and work can be complete by late 2017. Evansville, for its part, is making a major financial contribution to the project, pledging $35 million from a tax increment finance district to the medical center. But city officials say the investment will pay off, and in short order. Once again, Mayor Winicky.
Just 6 years from today, we estimate that there will be an annual economic impact of the campus of over $300 million. That's incredible. In 2030, that number jumps to over $600 million. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for a city, so we're determined to take advantage of it.
The beginning of a new era for Evansville's downtown could be just around the corner. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Emil Moffitt.